Monday, which is our local artist interview. And typically we interview bands for this segment, but this week we actually got the chance to talk to somebody who has made a big impact in the music scene. We talked with Bridget Lance, and Colette did the interview this week. Colette, you have got to tell me all about how this interview went.
It was so awesome because I met Bridget at the shows, and it was so cool to hear what she had to say about her impact in the scene. It was very cool.
Yeah, of course. Bridget does so much around here. She's truly such an impactful person on the music scene here. So let's just jump right into the interview this week with Bridget Lance.
Okay, so what is your name?
My name is Bridget Lance.
Okay, and what is your role in the music scene here?
So I have been working in Bloomington Normal Music for 3 years. I am a sound engineer, stagehand. I work at the Castle Theater, and I book shows under Atomic Blue Productions.
That is very, very cool. What do you think the importance of the music scene is here in Normal?
I think it gives people a safe, inclusive space to express themselves and explore their creativity. I also think it gives people an outlet, you know, to make new friends and to find like self-fulfillment within themselves. And it's also
I 100% agree. It is so fun. I love the scene here.
It's great. It's never been cooler.
It really hasn't. It's amazing. What is your best memories in the scene?
That is a really good question. I could probably go on for hours. A couple things that come to mind was like definitely like OG Stumbling Block, seeing like the OG like kind of house venues start to pop up when we packed like what felt like 100 people in the Tally Garage when Dogwood Lane and Fragile Like Life After and Cali Suns played. Seeing people hang from the rafters, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, that is so cool. The Tally shows are amazing.
They're so much fun. One of my most fond memories is the first local showcase I ever put on at the Castle March 30th with Heaving. Harrison Gorn has a band, Gray Slush and Glitter Mouth. I felt like it felt like a real professional rock show, and it was super awesome. And we got like 460 people in there for like a local show, which was unprecedented.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. It's people like you that make the scene that cool. Getting all that, set up is so cool, yeah.
That's sweet of you to say, but it would mean nothing if there weren't people like you going out and attending those events. So,
yes. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite show? Like, favorite band, maybe?
Ooh, I don't want to get canceled for choosing just one. I really love Dogwood Lane and Monarch. I think that those guys, they make great songs. They have such energy. I've always been into like punk rock and like emotional hardcore. So seeing them grow is really fun. But I also really, really enjoy bands like Day Shift. Like Hideaway is such a bop, you know?
Yes.
Mojo, Bigelow Tea, The Ring. Also homies of mine. I really dig their sensibility with like hip hop and how they blend multiple genres.
Yeah, it's super cool. How is the latest noise ordinance gonna affect the music scene?
What I worry about is I think that it's obviously infringing on, you know, the freedom to gather and assembly. I think it, you know, those places like the Tally, the Garage, the Castle, Stumbling Block are so important to the development of a community. And I think that if that nuisance ordinance was to go through, it will stifle that. And I think that we have worked so hard the last 3 years. And I mean, it's growing and it's all of Central Illinois. I think an ordinance like that, it's not just about Bloomington Normal. It will extend to smaller, bigger towns. People should feel comfortable to play music in their home with their friends, whether that be band practice or whether they're in a park playing music or listening on a Bluetooth speaker. Those are like, we don't appreciate the little things of life like that. And that day-to-day type of element, it can get people through the day, you know what I mean? And
yes,
I think that's
100%. Yes, I 100% agree.
Yeah.
And do you want to expand on what Atomic Blue Productions is?
Yeah, it's it just started out as me, you know, I love the behind the scenes kind of aspect that I've worked in. I'm very grateful to be doing that, but I've always had an interest in booking shows. And I really like the idea of bringing certain bands together and bringing certain band members together, you know, to see if they, you know, go on to evolve more creative project. Atomic Blue is a, I do it all myself. I'm a one-woman show. I book it. I run the sound for it. I bring the equipment. I'm as self-sustaining as I can be. And I value myself on trying to be a good person to work with. I think there's really so much music in the Bloomington Normal area. And, you know, I work in venues. I've worked in bars. And a lot of those scenes, there are multiple scenes in one big scene. And I definitely love to be a bridge for all of that. I think it's great to mix multi-generations, multi-genres. And that's really what like Atomic Blue is about, is, you know, just kind of bringing together the community and, you know, maybe someone will take something from that. I also think it's super important to have all ages shows. You got to pass the torch to the next generation.
100%.
I definitely kind of will align myself with that. Either it's all okay or none of it. It's okay. I feel like if you're doing DIY stuff, like if there's a band that they're like, we can't get a show, can we go through you? That's where they start. You know, you got to give people chances like that. And I mean, look at Harrison Gordon.
Harrison Gordon coming out of Blono like that. Now he's on a US tour right now in California.
Exactly.
So like, cool.
That's what it's all about. And that's a testament to what we're doing in Bloomington Normal and Central Illinois as a whole. And I think that this area is fertile ground right in between 2 hours equally, Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis. Like this is a 100%. Highway of like we're a talent incubator. And I think, you know, post pandemic, there's a renaissance going on. And I think these mid-level areas of the United States, it's almost too much how many bands are starting. You know, everyone wants to play a show all the time, and we do not have enough to accommodate them. It's a good problem to have, even though it's annoying.
100%.
But I think like what I aim to do is try to mediate that the best that I can.
Yeah, so much talent in Normal.
Thank you to Bridget Lands for being our local artist interview this week. That was honestly such a good interview. I loved hearing her point on the importance of the music scene here. But me and Colette were talking a little bit about how important the music scene is here. And Colette, if you wanted to share a little bit about how it has kind of impacted your college experience.
It has impacted my college experience more than anything since I've gotten here. I literally go there every week to the shows. There's always a show like every weekend, and I go to all of them, and I love it
for sure. And not only is it something to do, it's also such a safe space and such like a great environment of people. I absolutely love them. Do you have like some favorite shows you've seen in your college experience so far?
Chuck's Papas is definitely the best. I absolutely love Chuck's Papas. And then I actually met like my best friend at a Harrison Gordon acoustic show at the Cypress venue.
Awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah.
All right. Well, big shout out again to Bridget Lands for being our artist interviewed this week. And if you guys missed anything on the show today, make sure you check out that full interview on our website tomorrow.